is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off living too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take us some time before the sun goes down. Let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking. Life is for living, so what are we waiting on? It's a good day to get gone. That piece of heaven is out there somewhere. We're gonna find it, we're gonna get there. Baby, that's where we belong. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take us some time before the sun goes down. Let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking. Life is for living, so what are we waiting on? It's a good day. Your bare feet on the dash, an Aerosmith song. I'll hit the gas, you sing along. Let these wheels spin round. It's time to take us some time.
463-9184.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like... That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dex Stephan Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com and Pinterest. And we have some pictures that are floating around on Pinterest. We never much talk about that, Kenny. But there's some good, pretty interesting things that you can find. How do you find our Pinterest account? Now that I asked that question, I'm not sure I know the answer myself.
You can find it on the website, the DougStephan.com website.
Ah, right.
You just scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see Follow Me on Pinterest, and you can just click that. If you're just looking for it, it's Pinterest.com/Good Day Show.
The jobs report for the past three months, the numbers released. A lot of people worried. I don't know. This is more of the same old. After 4 years of this, why is anybody surprised, especially looking around at the way the government is sticking its nose in everybody's business? Here's Talko's Bob Montgomery with correspondent Richard Davies about the disappointing job numbers that are out.
Last week, we saw a little bit of a concern for some folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, at least early on, did not like it. Ultimately, ended up kind of settling out for the day. These unemployment numbers that came out Friday, the big expectation was we would see maybe a couple of 100,000 jobs created, not even half that. The question today is, was that just a blip in the radar, or is this a sign, perhaps, of a little trouble? What do you think?
Those Friday jobs numbers were pretty brutal. If you go down the list, there's very little to cheer about. Only 88,000 new jobs created. That's less than half of the number in the previous 3 months. And then the other thing, which is a real worry, is, you know, we're supposed to be several years into at least a recovery or even a weak recovery, but still a recovery. And we're seeing the overall number of people in the workforce declining. And indeed, this is a trend that goes back more than a decade. So what's going on here? Why are so many people leaving the workforce? And there are all kinds of potential explanations. But I got to tell you, there's no real reason for this in terms of, you know, the normal things that you might think of. For instance, baby boomers retiring or the economy being incredibly weak. It really is a concern, and it may show an overall structural change in the workforce with companies changing their policies on who to hire and for how long.
It's amazing to think that 500,000 people leave, and as you mentioned, it can't all be retirements. Where are these folks going?
Well, a lot of them are giving up on the workforce. Other people are going back to school. Some people are retiring, indeed, because of the baby boomers. But it's a mystery as to exactly why that's happening. And it may simply be that the whole structure of the workforce is changing. And in the future, and this is not good news, it's going to be harder for a lot of people to find work than it even is today.
Is it also going to be more difficult for some of those folks who had perhaps higher-level jobs to find an equal job or better?
Well, that's been a problem for a while now. It depends what field you're in. I mean, if you're in information technology or healthcare or financial consulting, times are pretty good. It's not that hard for you to find a job. If you're highly skilled in manufacturing, same thing. But if you don't have very specific skills that are in demand, there's no doubt it's harder to find a middle-class job today than it was 20, 30 years ago.
And that's because the middle-class jobs, which often are from small and entrepreneurial sorts of businesses, are being wiped out by government interference and intrusion into how people conduct their businesses. The government goon squads that are going around now to restaurants and farms that are basically coming in saying, fix that or we'll fine you $2,000. The North Koreans have also issued a warning for all foreigners in South Korea to leave the country. We don't wish harm on foreigners in South Korea should there be a war. So said the statement of the Korean Peace Committee. That is a good name for them. 21 after the hour.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family, take more vacations, own your own business, be healthy, and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I prescribe subscribe to Healthy Body Challenge and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now, 23 minutes after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, Ken Kessler and I review a lot of the conversations on lots of radio programs that we monitor, and just to find out what's going on, whether the things that are on the minds of people are the same things that are on the minds of the people listening to these programs are the same as the things that are on your mind. One of the things that we've talked a lot about in the last week or so, in a generic sense, the trial of James Holmes, who is the Aurora movie theater shooter. You remember that story. And the fact that it isn't just the drama around his trial in that courthouse, but the news reporter Judith Miller, who may be facing jail time because she would not reveal her sources in this case. So we have Bill Leff talking to her now about that circumstance.
Let's go back in time and talk about your situation. You were in a very similar circumstance in 2005. Actually spent almost 3 months in jail, didn't you?
Right.
What was that story? I know it was CIA-related, but exactly what went on there?
Well, basically, there was a special prosecutor in an investigation of a leak of the name of a CIA agent, whose husband had actually cast doubt on some of the administration's alleged evidence that was going to take us into war in Iraq. And so the government was investigating with a special prosecutor who had leaked that information, and they wanted to know basically who my sources were, even though I had never written a word about her. And I just felt I couldn't do that, and so I went to jail. And that's exactly why I'm so absolutely adamant that neither Jonna Winter nor any other reporter who's doing his or her job ought to be required or asked to make that choice.
Judith, I was always under the impression that news journalists were protected somehow, that they didn't have to reveal their sources, and yet every year, a couple of years, a story like this, your own included, comes up. So how does that happen?
Well, it's a really good question that you asked, because the problem is in some states, in state courts, they're protected, like New York,
yeah.
And in other states, like Colorado, they're not. And what I was fighting for when I got out of jail, and I've been lobbying for, is a federal shield law that would establish a standard that would apply to all of the states, and it would protect all journalists, since, you know, there is a First Amendment, and it just doesn't apply in New York, California, and not in Colorado. But we've been unable to get that legislation through, in part because of the WikiLeaks phenomenon. And so here we are, you know, with Jana facing a very similar situation and a very similar choice to what I did, which is just outrageous because, you know, Jana Winter broke some really good stories and she told the public information it needed to know about James Holmes. And to punish her for refusing to reveal her source while James Holmes hasn't even come to trial is just outrageous, and people ought to be upset about it if they care about a free press.
What's at stake here? Well, there's a lot at stake here, but to trace it back just a little bit, Judith, is, and correct me if I'm wrong, she had revealed some things about his notebook, and that's what's at odds, is they want to know exactly how she got to this notebook, correct?
Right. She wrote a story, and it wasn't the first story that she broke, by the way. She had only been in Colorado about 4 days when she was already breaking news about this case. And she reported that that James Holmes had sent a notebook full of drawings and kind of information about how he was planning something like this to his psychiatrist. And this story was denied by the University of Colorado until it was confirmed. Mm-hmm. But she was right. And it kind of does go to the vital issue of what was Mr. Holmes' state of mind at the time of this shooting and this massacre.
All right. I'm under the impression, Kenny, weren't you, that there was a federal SHIELD law? That sort of was, took me back.
I thought there was.
Reporters who were questioned about this, they have the ability to just be quiet. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend and more. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This hour of the Doug Stanton Good Day program getting started, perhaps for some of you anyway, with a discussion of what's going on in the world. Coming up, Mitch McConnell's campaign staff is plotting against Ashley Judd, amongst others. She said she wants to run against him in Kentucky. There's a recording, and people are wondering where the recording came from. I'm not sure you can understand it, so I'm wondering how anybody kind of has translated it, but we'll... This particular thing intrigues me because Mitch McConnell is kind of a doofus and somebody who ought to be targeted to be ousted. Whether Ashley Judd is the first or a right person to do it, this recording supposedly was taken during a strategy session. The focus on Judd and what to do about her. The tape, according to people who've tried to translate it. Now, we have a couple of excerpts. Michael, why don't you play what you've got there, and then Kenny and I'll try to figure out how anybody can discern anything from this. Let's listen just for a second. We got that there? Okay, there.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I don't have anything from that either. So how they get out of that, the staff, according to at least one story I saw, strategizing best way to hurt Judd's candidacy would be to highlight her struggles with depression and her religious views. I don't know anything about her religious views. What are they? Are they extreme? Kenny, do you know anything about her religious views?
I don't know anything. I could only guess that because Mitch is from Kentucky and she's a Hollywood star, that her views are a lot more, to use the term liberal, a lot more than his are.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anything specific.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure she's even running. She talked about it a little bit, too. She's been in a lot of movies. She's played a lot of characters who come across as being rather unstable, and you wonder whether that's typecasting or whatever it is. But first of all, there's nothing we can hear. We've listened to a couple of these tapes, and you can't hear anything in there that sounds like there are any words. You can discern McConnell's voice, but that's about it, right? I don't get any words that you can translate into.
Yeah, and I don't think any of the quote-unquote offensive stuff that they've been talking about that is in this tape of of anything that was plotting was not McConnell's voice. It was one of his
staff members.
Someone on his team.
Yeah, right, exactly. 888-302-3684, much ado about nothing. Last week, a discussion of the morning after pill. Judge makes a decision, I think, on Friday of last week to mandate the allowance or the availability of the morning after pill to young women no matter what their age. So there continues to be a brouhaha about that, including this conversation with Talkos John Sylvester, one of his callers, concerned about the availability now, over-the-counter, no age restrictions, of the morning after pill.
Let me get this straight. Girls can't buy birth control pills before they have sex, but after they have sex, they can take the morning after pill, which is really a blast of birth control pills. You okay with this? I don't mean to sound conservative here, but really? Last week we were talking about some poor 17-year-old, you know, going to prison for having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Turns out, if they had unprotected sex and she was concerned about it, she can buy morning after pills. Now, I've always had mixed emotions about the parental consent thing on abortion. And there's a case where you don't want a girl to have to go through that alone. On the other hand, you don't want a father beating up on her. Look, maybe this will prevent pregnancies, but I see another consequence out of this. I don't know if you do. You have a daughter that's, the administration said 17. The judge said that was a political position. I'm having a tough time getting my arms around this. You can't, 13-year-olds can't buy birth control pills, but they can buy the morning after pill. I mean, imagine this. Take any pharmacy. You imagine seeing a 13-year-old girl walk into a pharmacy buying the morning after pill. Wow. What do you see as the consequence for this one? What do you see happening here? They didn't talk about it in any of the stories that I watched, but what do you see as a maybe a consequence of making it real easy to get a hold of morning after pills? Dave and Argon.
Hey, I have always taken a step as to be very open with my daughter. She's 18 now, and she can make the decision herself, but look, it happens. You know, do the right thing.
Do what? What do you mean do the right thing?
Well, I mean, we had her on birth control because accidents happen, and my daughter has a pretty bright future, mm-hmm. and, you know, to mess that up is, you know...
Well, how old was she when you had her on birth control?
She was 17.
Okay. Well, and that was with your consent?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. How would you feel if she was 14 and you found out she bought the morning after pill without you knowing it?
Okay, I would slip my lid, but then I would deal with what comes next. All right? That's the right thing to do. Am I happy that she had sex at 14? Absolutely not.
I guess the push I'm beating around here is I'm trying to figure out, is this going to be something where people are pressured into having sex without protection and saying, hey, we go to the drugstore in the morning and buy the morning after pill?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's a parent's responsibility to have that communication between their son or daughter and say, look, these are the consequences. You know, I would certainly do everything I could to protect my daughter, and if it came to the morning after pill, I would go get it.
Man, that's an interesting conversation, isn't it, huh? Put yourself in that place and think about what you might do, and probably have a response for that fellow. I'm not sure I would have been the same as he was, but listen, everybody has. This is the part of the conversation. Who's responsible for children? Who's responsible for your child and the well-being of your child? That father, would he be considered a good father? Kenny, would you say that man was a good father?
I think so.
Defining, what would you say was the definition of being a good father?
Well, I think looking out for your child without smothering them and being realistic about things. You know, this whole discussion about the morning after pill, it's such a double standard, because boys at any age could go into a grocery store, could go into your corner 7-Eleven and get condoms, and nobody would say anything. They don't need to show any ID. That's not a problem. But when it gets turned around, suddenly it's a huge issue for girls. And if boys are buying the condoms, there are probably girls involved.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to think. that's very astute of you to figure that out. 888-302-3684. The essence of whether or not the individual parent is responsible, or is it something that takes a number of people? How are you and your children getting along? Do you think you have the strongest influence on your children? Are they influenced by other people, by other things? As I grew up, I remembered thinking a lot about the various farmers who were in my neighborhood that influenced me. It wasn't just one. There were two or three, actually. And that brings us around to a conversation that took place on MSNBC. A radio host named Rank talked about some comments made by Melissa Harris Perry, who said that children are the responsibility of everybody, not just the parents, sort of the Hillary Clinton that takes a village theme. Let's listen to this.
I give you Professor Melissa Harris Perry.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
No, the government wouldn't oppress you. Nah, they wouldn't have any crazy notion from the left. And again, it takes a village to raise a child. They kind of dip your foot in it. I understand some sentiments behind that one. This woman comes right out. Right out. MSNBC liberal. Never heard anything from anybody on the left yet. And I'll take my words back if I have President Obama come out and say, this is ridiculous, this woman, Professor Melissa Harris Perry. He could say it however eloquently he'd like to, but she is off her rocker. Do you believe? And if you do, I don't want to come down so negative, because maybe I'm missing something. Do you believe your child is yours? Or like them, they want to give all the welfare. Look what government does to families. It ruins them. Does it not? How many black scientists, I don't know how, economists, Walter Williams, Thomas Sowell, how many of them showed that the welfare system actually ruined, in the case of their communities, the family? Ruins them in white families, black, color doesn't matter, but it ruins. So do you believe your child belongs to you, or are they, or do you need to, quote, do you need to get rid of, quote, your very collective notion of these are our children? So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents, or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
You agree with that? 888-302-3684. There are so many different directions you can go in a conversation like that, because there are so many different opinions. And who's to decide what's right or wrong for each individual child? Because every individual, by the very definition of the word individual, are different, and they require or perhaps desire to have different bits and pieces of input. Parents are not alone. They are. You're going to be, or a child is going to be, you are a product of your environment. Whatever you grew up in, whatever things were around for you to play with, for you to work at, what you were exposed to. I was in a restaurant on Saturday morning in Washington, and Meredith and I were looking around, and we noticed a mother and her daughter at a table near us. Mother looked to be in her mid-30s. Child looked to be in maybe early teens, 12, 13 years of age. They both were sitting with an iPhone, not communicating, didn't say one word to each other during the whole course of the breakfast. they were both on their iPhones texting or whatever they were doing. Maybe they were looking for things, but not eye contact, no contact at all. Eye contact, audio contact, conversation, nothing. So what do you think that child is going to grow up thinking? You're going to be thinking that it's okay to communicate this way. Is it? Doesn't develop the most important part of your communication skills. That's your brain and your auditory system, putting them together. That's the kind of thing that you are influenced by. And whether or not the whole community is good there or not remains to be seen. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, things that influenced me were because I grew up on the dairy farms in my area, and those people all influenced me a whole heck of a lot. But what is it that, and my father didn't, but the environment that you're around, that's the point here. Whether it's with a number of people or a singular influence from a singular parent or somebody who's a mentor, whatever it is, it's very hard to say, this is the rule, and that's what we have to do, because this is the only thing that makes sense. Because different things make sense in a different atmosphere for different people. We all grow up in a different world. And so the cookie-cutter stuff is nonsense. That's the way I'd comment on that. Comments on comments here on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service Experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You may want to start screaming into your phone. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 53 after the hour. The reason for that would be we have some audio from the discussions that Lindsay Lohan had on the late night show with David Letterman last night, where she was grilled about her upcoming stint in rehab. Aren't you supposed to be in rehab now? Asked Letterman. We actually have some outtakes, and let's start with the rehab conversation.
Aren't you supposed to be in rehab now?
Do you not watch anything that goes on?
I
do. Tabloid now?
Now, here's what
May 2nd.
I was under the... May 2nd.
Yes.
But how long will you be in rehab?
3 months.
How many times have you been in rehab?
Several.
And what? How will this time be different? What are they rehabbing, first of all? What is on their list? What are they going to work on when you walk through the door?
We didn't discuss this in the pre-interview.
No, but it'll be 3 months, and you
know. No, I think to be honest, I'm the happiest when I'm working and the healthiest, and I think this is an opportunity for me to, you know, focus on what I love in life, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a blessing, and
to be able to, perhaps a lifesaver, a career saver.
Yeah.
So now, when you go to the rehab, what do they do?
We're here for a movie.
We have to what?
Let's stay on the positive.
Oh, what?
Aside from that side of the positive.
Yeah. All right.
Come now, on now.
Okay, we'll talk about the movie.
I've been here since I was 7.
7 years old. How many times do you think you've been here?
I wouldn't know. I'll have to find out in rehab.
All right. So, Lindsay, listen to that voice. She has hardly a second goes by in the day, apparently. She doesn't have a cigarette in her mouth or in her hand. And you can hear it in her voice, that and whatever else she's doing. It's kind of a shame that this gets as much attention as it does. There are lots of people. I would imagine that the David Letterman program last night beat out for a change the Tonight Show because of this interview. She's a train wreck. She tells Dave she's always been a target and tries to explain some of her odd behavior.
I'm a target. I've always been. And I put myself in the past in situations where, you know, I take full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't funny. And I was being immature. And I was going through a phase. And I had a lot of family stuff going on and things in life. And you grow up and you mature, and I've said that a million times, I know that, mm-hmm. but what else am I supposed to say when it's a process of life, and I'm not trying to deny anything that I've, any situation I've been put in.
Well, that's very nice of you to say all of this, and I'm happy
and,
for you.
But...
No, but I think you should be...
I know where this is going.
No, you don't know where it's going, but I'm saying...
No, I don't.
you're lucky that now we have this rehab that you're looking forward to, and you're saying what you say, and you feel what you feel before you got hurt or someone else got hurt.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to taking time for myself, and the next time I come on the show, that will be in my past.
Now, do you routinely go around grabbing stuff?
Oh, no, well, we thought we were going to do a joke when I came out where my tag was still on my dress, and then you had to cut it off. And,
well, now, wait a minute. Who said no to that? That's tremendous.
We didn't get you in time.
Oh, no.
I was trying to pull a fast one, but... yeah, and then you were going to cut it off, and I would have said, oh, not again. I really can't cut any bricks.
Yeah, but you, I mean...
But I did buy this one.
Oh, you did. But do you, you don't, yes or no, do you steal stuff?
Do you?
No.
Do you steal your cups?
No. You can have that. That's complimentary.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And the end of the conversation where the two of them talk about her relationship, Lindsay Lohan's relationship with Charlie Sheen.
You're on the Anger Management Show with Charlie Sheen. Charlie and you were friends, lifetime friends, or you became a new friend. How to tell me, explain that relationship.
I met Charlie when I was doing Scary Movie 5
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta, and we discussed, you know, maybe doing, he told me about a show that he was starting to do, and he hadn't started it yet, and so it kind of all came together, and it's a really great set. It's a really nice environment. Everyone's so funny.
Did Charlie offer to give you some money, or gave you money, or is that not true?
That's something you'd have to ask Charlie.
That's ask Charlie.
Yeah.
When Charlie was off on his little trip, did you ever say to yourself, wow, this guy's nuts?
I think he said it about himself.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Yeah, and Charlie's been back.
He's really nice.
He's a very nice fellow and can kind of laugh about what he was up to.
But you know what's something that I think is great about someone like him is that when you're on set and the crew's there and they're working so hard day and night, he literally says thank you to everyone in the crew and says hi to everyone in the crew and really respects them. And I respect that a lot. And I've always have since I was a kid. And I've had a lot of actors that I've been blessed enough to work with that have told me, and I've seen that that's something important to do. So he always, like, has them laughing and has them having fun. And it's a really lighthearted, it's just a happy environment.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The information you've been waiting for since last night. If you wondered what went on the David Letterman program, there it is. The hot stuff is here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.